Hello and welcome to Dungeon Regular, a show about modules, adventures, and dungeons. I'm Nova, also known as Idle Cartoolery, and I'm reading through Dungeon Magazine one module at a time. I'll summarize that module, talk about its strengths and weaknesses, and then talk about a few interesting things about it that could be used at the table or impact your own homebrew design. Today I'm going to talk about The Kappa of Patchy Bridge by Jay Batista in issue number 5, May 1987. This encounter is simply a local village asking the party to free them of the curse of a kappa who is devouring their children. It's for Oriental Adventures, the Pan-Asian supplement for AD&D. I'll keep this brief because I'm trying to focus on adventure design lessons here on Dungeon Regular. I had forgotten how painful Oriental Adventures was. It's quite painful. I'll try to analyze this in isolation from the horrible, obvious Orientalism here, but like, don't play this module. It's a mess. But I think that we can still learn from the Kappa of Patchy Bridge, even if we don't use it in a home campaign. Number one, it's an encounter, not a module. This is starting to be a regular feature in Dungeon Magazine, the overwritten encounter as a stand-in for short module. It's interesting to see editors and submissions struggle with a format for short module and fall short in creating instead this overwritten encounter format. Early in the piece, I'm not reporting on the non-module content, but I do read it. The editorial staff asked for shorter modules because the early issues had only two or three long modules in them. Now we're seeing more modules per issue, but some of them are not really modules at all. I don't need to belabor this, but if you're describing your module as an encounter, in my opinion, you need some compelling justification for it to be longer than one page. Number two, monster naturalism. There's an interesting tension here because I can see that the author here is inspired by Japanese folklore, but is bound by the ecological approach to monster design, and ends up talking about subspecies of common kappa, which is obviously absurd. We're talking about a troll bridge type creature here. I'm of the opinion that there are two types of monsters, mythic and natural, where mythic monsters behave as they would in fairy tales and natural monsters are simply animals with weird powers. You can, of course, mix and match these types of monsters in your campaign. And I see the appeal of naturalistic monsters because they lend themselves to ecosystems and self-sustaining storytelling in a sandbox. But this particular module, because it's really just a brief encounter, would benefit from sidestepping naturalism and going straight for the mythic, making the kappa as weird as possible and as folkloric as possible. Number three, monster design. I don't know whether this kappa resembles the kappa in Oriental Adventures or the kappa in Japanese folklore. However, the kappa as designed here is a great example of red button monster design, a term I just coined. When you're playing a video game, and I'm really thinking of Nintendo games like Captain Toad and Legend of Zelda, monsters usually have a big red button, a band-aid on the head, or an obvious weakness. In Legend of Zelda, this is usually something you can use a new tool that you gained in the dungeon, your hookshot or your ice arrow, on. The trick is finding out how to use that tool effectively. The kappa does this. Its signature is that its head is a bowl of water, and the trick to defeating it is to empty its bowl of water. This turns a very powerful, deadly monster likely to take the whole party out into an interesting puzzle or challenge rather than a combat of attrition. This kind of red button design could be far more widely used, and I might write more about it in future, so I remember to use it myself, particularly for climactic battles. That's the Kappa of Patchy Bridge in a nutshell. I hope that you'll join me for the next episode of Dungeon Regular. If you have any questions, please reach out. I'm on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Idle Cartoolery, and I write reviews and blog at playfulvoid.game.blog. If you'd like to support Dungeon Regular, please visit my Ko-fi at ko-fi/idlecartoolery. You can make a one-off donation or become a member. Members get free copies of Dungeons regularly, get to see bathtub reviews a week in advance on my Ko-fi before they go public. Our theme music is an extract from Turning the Page by Kirk Ossermeyer on the Free Music Archive used under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening to Dungeon Regular.